Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
Now that the craziness of that game is over, there are legit questions. This is Archansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. Why was Mac Brown dancing with his players after they escaped App State, scoring a record 40 points in the fourth quarter? Did any defensive players dance too, or get sent to take cold showers for that exhibition? Was beating a mid-major while giving up 61 points worth a dance by the head coach, who probably should have been mad as hell over the poor execution on defense and the 135 yards on penalties? Should Knapp have won the game 57-56 if quarterback Chase Bryce, who had completed far tougher passes all day, hadn't missed a wide-open receiver on a two-point play that had completely fooled the Tar Heel defense? After 5 years out of football, is Gene Chizik over his head? Has he joined Brown leading a program that gets a lot of buzz but plays soft and often undisciplined? Wasn't App a game to make a $5 million coach bring down the hammer on his players and staff who are not delivering? With UNC ahead 63-56, did the Mountaineers allow Bryson Nesmitt to score with the onside kick? Did third-year App coach Sean Clark tell his team, if we don't recover the kick, let him score so we'll get the ball back? With only 46 seconds left in the game, did Brown or any of his special teams assistants say, fall on the ball or run it back to the 5-yard line and take a knee so the offense can run out the clock? He might insist, they told him, but why didn't they do it? Coaches like to say, we've got to coach better, or it's on us. Regardless of who takes the blame, haven't mental and physical mistakes killed Carolina lately? Why does Drake May run the ball so much and not slide when he's about to get hit? As a freshman, he hasn't filled out to take the punishment like Sam Howell, who was at the App game, probably wincing when number 10 took off and finished a lot of carries with a leap and not a slide. Granted, UNC hasn't won on the road since 2020, but were everyone from Brown to the radio announcers justifiably positive about the victory that almost slipped away in the most dubious manner? Where does Brown go from here with another mid-major at Georgia State Saturday and Notre Dame on September 24th? Can he keep talking about a young team for a fourth straight year after two great recruiting classes and one good one? With a schedule conducive to at least 6-6, can the Heels avoid losing games they should win, like they almost did Saturday? This is Archansky. See ya.